Who was brilliantly gifted as a keyboardist, and then decided to go, I'm gonna go play with James Cotton and Albert Collins.
Make me feel all right.
We met him, he showed up in a lime green band tuxedo.
What you learn on the James Cotton tour?
He had a piano tie on, it looked like, and he had some bicycle gloves on. He was like, and he had a mullet, yeah, a Canadian mullet. It was like spiky hair along there, and it was like a lime green, like with tails, like, you know, short, long. He came in and we were just like, damn. His audition was like, all right, let's play like Chicken Dance or something. He just played a couple of things, like, all right, here. That's it. You can join. And then it was just like done. He was in, and that was it.
Made people feel great, and he just always seemed like the coolest dude in the world. You can't possibly quantify the impact that guy had. I can't imagine any band in history ever benefited more from a guy they just hired one day out of the blue. I played with that guy, I knew that dude.
Playing after Dizzy Gillespie.
And someone said, Ed, man, you ever jam with the Pope? And he immediately said, yeah, that cat's got a strong left hand, man.
I remember when we were making Southern Harmony or, you know, Mark, whatever. I mean, I would play these things, and I would always love to hear what Ed brought to the table. Just to have him in the room, to hear what he has to say, you know. Ed is such an interesting person, and he's such a good person, and he's got a good heart. And that's what I've always loved about Ed. And he's a brilliant, brilliant musician.
Yeah.
if somebody fell, like I fell when I was a kid, if I make other people feel like that, about music, I'm like, about the heart, die happy, kind of, you know, whatever the cliche is. Yeah, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Peace.